This is Stateside. I'm Laura Weber-Davis, in for April Baer. So typically this time of year, much of America is glued to their NCAA men's basketball March Madness brackets. My bracket looks the same every year with Michigan State winning it all, and this was the year they were going to do it, people. I promise you. C'est la vie. But just for you, Stateside has continued in the vein of March Madness with our March Movie Madness bracket on Instagram with the most quintessential Michigan movies. And we're down to the championship round. The final four were Gross Point Blank, Virgin Suicides, 8 Mile, and Beverly Hills Cop. So we'll get to the championship contenders in just a moment. But first, here to help me make sense and make the case for the best Michigan movies is Corey Hall with the Detroit Film Critics Society and Metro Times. Corey, welcome.
I am so happy to be here.
And we have Andrea Riley, who writes for Movie Sleuth. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
All right. So let's start with Corey. What do you make of this final four?
It's surprising. It's a really surprising bracket. There were some major upsets, and I'm stunned. Frankly,
got left behind that you were expecting to be there?
Well, RoboCop was real upset to me. That because, I mean, eventually we'll have a statue of RoboCop. We've been hearing since, I think, 1806 that they were going to erect a RoboCop statue. So eventually that's going to be, you know, I mean, it's a very iconic character, and that loss really rattled me. I'm still stunned. I can't even recover.
How about you, Andrea? What did you see on there that wasn't there, actually, that you were missing?
Actually, I'm going to go with Corey on this one. There were some upsets, and I was also especially shocked and appalled by the lack of RoboCop in this Final Four.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to imagine because it's such a futuristic Detroit, and it has its second life now as a cult classic with a new generation.
Absolutely.
And so it is a little disappointing. So for me, the big surprise is that Beverly Hills Cop, which is an excellent movie.
Yes.
But has very little to do, even in the title, with the state of Michigan, made it all the way to the Final Four.
I would agree. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Beverly Hills, Michigan, though. Maybe he was going to just Beverly Hills. Do you think Beverly Hills, Michigan?
I don't think so. I think I remember seeing some palm trees, so I would be surprised if it were Beverly Hills, Michigan.
They did shoot some of Beverly Hills Cop in Detroit and made the late, great police chief Gil Hill famous by putting him in the movie. So, I mean, there is that. At least they did, unlike RoboCop, which they shot in, like, Dallas. They didn't even shoot here. They did shoot some of Beverly Hills Cop in Detroit.
Let's get to the other three movies that are in the Final Four. Andrea, Gross Point Blank, Virgin Suicides, 8 Mile. Which ones of those jump out to you as being exceptional?
I would say Gross Point Blank and 8 Mile are good contenders for me. Virgin Suicides, not so much because there's nothing really distinctly Michigan in it, except at the very beginning they say that it takes place in Michigan. Outside of that, I would call Virgin Suicides more just distinctly Midwest, whereas 8 Mile and Gross Point not only have a lot of Michigan locations in them, but they also kind of seem to embody the spirit of Michigan for me.
I was surprised by how well Virgin Suicides did, but Gross Point Blank was also not shot in Detroit, but it does actually feel like Gross Point, which is kind of weird. They seem to capture the spirit of that town.
It's so funny. Some of the most Michigan movies as far as filming have nothing to do with Michigan. I was thinking about Youth in Revolt being filmed in downtown Ann Arbor and parts of Michigan. And I was like, yeah, and that has nothing to do with the state. So sometimes those two things don't seem to align.
Exactly. They actually shot that across the street from where I was living, from one location.
When Michigan was once a movie destination.
Ah, yes. Those were the days.
All right. Are you guys ready for our championship round and who made it?
I'm prepared.
Yes, absolutely. Bring it.
Drum roll, please. Da-da-da-da. It is Gross Point Blank got 61% of the vote against Virgin Suicides, against Beverly Hills Cop, which got 52% against 8 Mile.
Huh? Really?
8 Mile got 48%. And let me just tell you, I am in my feelings about this.
I think I am too.
Not only was 8 Mile filmed here,
right,
darring a man from Michigan, a success story out of Michigan. It also featured Detroiters. It was filmed in Detroit locations. It had Michigan references throughout. It talked about the auto industry and working in the plants. And then you have Beverly Hills Cop, which is a banana in the tailpipe. And that's all I can – I am beside myself. And I have to be honest with you, to maintain my journalistic integrity, I tried to pad the vote here because I was so incensed right before I walked in that I encouraged my fellow statesiders to go vote for 8 Mile, and we could not move the needle. So my efforts were squashed. But what do you guys think of the matchup?
I will say I prefer Gross Point Blank to Virgin Suicides for this title. So I'm happy with that. And you know, I love me some Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, Eddie Murphy in that movie is fantastic. And I feel like he's a good representation of Detroit, you know, but like you said, it has nothing to do with Michigan. And I think some people voted on what movie they preferred versus what movie is quintessentially Michigan here.
So Corey, let's recap the movies a little bit. Let's talk about the plot line of Gross Point Blank and of Beverly Hills Cop.
Well, Beverly Hills Cop is the story of Axel Foley, who's a plainclothes detective and in Detroit. He's a maverick. He doesn't play by the rules. In typical 80s movie cop fashion, you can't rein him in. But his friend is killed, and he follows the leads all the way to California to find out what happened to his friend who was killed in a bad drug deal. And he gets right up into the business of the very snooty Beverly Hills Police Department, including Judge Reinhold as one of the cops. And remember him? No one. Yeah. And, you know, your typical fish out of water story, and in, like, standard fashion for 80s comedies, it's the slobs versus the snobs formula,
yeah, right,
which Bill Murray did a lot of. But that was really, you know, you have a guy who's uncouth and rude and silly in an environment full of people who enjoy caviar and champagne.
And tell us a little bit about Gross Point Blank.
Gross Point Blank is a story about a guy, you know, as we can all relate to, about a guy who comes back to his high school reunion, having spent the last decade as a professional killer. And we've all been there. But yes, it's John Cusack is a hitman who's having the existential crisis about, you know, can he continue doing this work? And what does it really mean? And is he a good person? And he's also got, you know, people he went to high school with who are being real geeks and nerding out around him. And he's got, of course, the girl he left behind. And he's got to reconnect with her and try and find a little sliver of humanity inside himself.
So all things being equal, and let's just say we were just matching these movies based on how good of a movie each one is, which one would you guys go for?
That's a tough one. I like them both in their own way. I mean, Beverly Hills Cop, it's such a, you know, classic comedy from that era, and Gross Point Blank, it's a fun movie too. I would say though, I'm gonna have to give it to Gross Point Blank.
Between these two, it's really, I think Gross Point Blank is technically a better film. It's got a better script. It's more coherent, but Beverly Hills Cop is fun, and that's, you can't beat fun. People loved Eddie Murphy being funny so much that he forgot to do it for 15 years. And now he's come back and people are excited about it. And there's an energy and an excitement to Eddie Murphy's performance in the 80s, he was everything. In fact, he wore like a Mumford Phys Ed sweatshirt in that movie.
That's right.
And people all around the country who didn't know where Mumford High School was were wearing Mumford Phys Ed sweatshirts. It was a weird phenomenon. You know, he made a lion's jacket look cool, and that's an incredible feat. I think the iconic power of Eddie Murphy and the just pure entertainment value of him is why I think that movie is so popular, even now.
So maybe not the most quintessentially Michigan movie, but an excellent movie nonetheless. So this is not a terrible matchup as far as movies are concerned.
If you put it that way, I might actually go with Beverly Hills Cop, because in that situation, I really want to smile. And Eddie Murphy just makes me laugh like nobody's business. I have a lot of fun with it. Correct.
Sometimes there's movies that aren't great technically, but have movie magic. And right. I think that's what Beverly Hills Cop does. It has the fun factor.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's our championship round for over the weekend. We want to hear from you on our Instagram page. Go to the Michigan Radio Instagram page and vote between Grosse Pointe Blank and Beverly Hills Cop for the most quintessentially Michigan movie. We'd love to hear from you this weekend. I want to thank Corey Hall. He is with the Detroit Film Critics Society and writes for the Metro Times. And Andrea Riley, who writes for Movie Sleuth. Hey, guys, thanks. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. It's nice to have something to think about that's entertaining.
Likewise. This is a blast. Thanks for having me.
Okay, a quick postscript here. Hold the presses. I kid you not. After we taped this conversation this morning with Andrea and Corey, 8 Mile took the lead right before voting ended, and I am unapologetic that I personally voted for 8 Mile and that I lobbied on its behalf. So the final March movie matchup is Grosse Pointe Blank and 8 Mile, two movies with Michigan right in the title. I am satisfied. Now go vote on Instagram, folks.
Arts and culture coverage on Stateside is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.